Gunmen shot three people dead, and a roadside bomb killed two more in Iraq today in a streak of violence that has hit the nation as U.S. troops prepare to end their combat operations. The attacks come one day after a suicide bomber killed nearly 60 people and left 125 injured at an army recruitment station in Baghdad. Joost Hilterman is program director of the Middle East and North Africa program at the International Crisis Group. He does not believe the recent violence in Iraq is an escalation.
I'm not so sure there is a surge of violence. We have seen egregious acts of violence over the past 2 years. This was a reduction from the civil war years of 2005 to 2008. But there has been a fairly steady pattern of violence. The most recent attacks are interesting simply because the perpetrators seem to be targeting the security forces in an apparent attempt to undermine the credibility of these forces at a time of political instability or fragility because there is no government. And so we need to worry about these attacks, but I don't necessarily see a particular pattern of increase in violence.
Where do you see the formation of a government there?
Well, at the moment, things are not progressing. We have some deadlock in the negotiations, but the talks haven't ended. Everything is focused on who will be the prime minister. That issue needs to be resolved. That requires pressures from friends of the Iraqi leaders, both inside Iraq and outside Iraq. And we can hope that the deadlock will be broken in the next few weeks.
How critical is this to the transition period?
Well, it is important. Of course, most American troops that were going to be withdrawn by the end of this month have already left. We're down to 56,000 troops now. That means another 6,000 troops should be withdrawn before the end of the month. The other 50,000 will stay until the end of 2011 or time before that. And we'll have to see, in the absence of a government, if there's a prolonged crisis, there could be a serious impact on security and on the stability of the country. But if a government is formed, then we can look forward to still a difficult period as the remaining American troops withdraw, but at least a hope that things will hold together.
And speaking of hope, do you have any optimism for the future of Iraq?
We certainly, after everything that has happened over the past 7 years, should not be too optimistic about what will be the end result after the American withdrawal. I mean, there will not be a blossoming democracy in Iraq, if that was the original goal. But I think and I hope that Iraq will be stable enough and with a government that is sufficiently accountable to survive the departure of American troops and to continue to build its institutions, which will in the end be the most important insurance policy for a future functioning Iraq.
Joost Hilterman, Program Director of the Middle East and North Africa Program at the International Crisis Group in Washington. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.